Audio Gravity, 22nd of May, 2009. So I wanted to quickly get back to Twitmatic.com because I didn't really give them the time that they should have had. It was like the last 10 or 15 seconds and I was trying to cram it in. And it was, this is a website that you can view YouTube videos on. It's not really good enough, is it, to be honest? So I've been over it again, and there's two different views on Twitmatic. There's a list view and video view, and you can show all videos popular today. I think they've got a lot of work to do in terms of presentation, but I do like the fact that they've got like the ability to save searches when you've logged in using your Twitter details. And it's interesting that I keep seeing lots of people now jumping on the real-time bandwagon. That's going to be quite a difficult thing to maintain real-time. I think the people who've got or already have invested a lot of money in infrastructure, people like the Yahoos and the Amazons of the world, will be able to do real-time very easily compared to people coming on the scene with new technology, but not necessarily the cloud infrastructure and admin and monitoring to make sure things don't go amiss. But yeah, it's got potential. I look forward to see where it goes. Another link that came across the other day was this thing called Flame Warriors by Mike Reed. Flaming is when you find, well, I found a lot of people in forums or chat or even in gaming where people are flaming each other over particular topics. This guy has got, you know, all the way from A to Yuck Yuck. So A to Y. I haven't got anything for Z yet, but there's loads on there. Admin, all caps, Android, Bong, Capitalista, Centurion, Crybaby, Cyber Sisters, all sorts of stuff. Go and check it out. It's going to be in the show notes. It's at redwing.hutman.net, and there's a big long URL which nobody would ever remember in a million years. Next link is Plinky, plinky.com. So Linky with a P in front of it. Inspiration delivered daily. I quite like this idea. This is very similar to an idea I had that I've just not actioned yet, mainly because I've got too many on the plate as it is. It answers people prompts. So they ask you a question like, my question today is, what activity or behaviour should be a crime? Explain why this activity shouldn't be tolerated and describe a fitting punishment. Gives a word or two and we'll find images you can add to your post. I quite like the idea of this. It's very sort of... it's very sort of airport behaviour. And by that I mean I could open up my laptop. Oh, that's a question. Bang, bang, bang. Bit of text. Some pictures. Off you go. That's an in-between, more of a meted up Twitter message and a bit of a sort of dumbed down blog post. I quite like that in-between. I think in the future there's going to be, in the very near future, I think there's going to be lots of different frameworks, lots of different amounts of time systems, you know, that require you to either input something in a short space of time, or you might have, you know, everybody wants to do things fast these days. A sequence of these sort of sites on a daily basis, give little chunks of knowledge. I think that's probably where working from home and remote workers will be working within in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months. I think the online job scene is going to change drastically. Next link, Daily Mail. A British zombie movie that cost just £45 to make is set to become a surprise hit at Cannes. It's one of the most glamorous events on the film calendar. Small fortune spent on party champagne and red carpet gowns. British zombie movie cost £45 to make could be a surprise success. I haven't seen the film or heard about the film yet, but I'll be interested in seeing how this goes, especially from the low content producer perspective. I always like to see small content producers get exposure. Next up, link, a box that you just cannot buy in the UK yet, as far as I know, called the Roku Box, roku.com. Fantastic little box, $99, easily connects direct to your TV, 50,000 plus movies and TV episodes available to watch. Netflix members can watch as much as they want, as often as they want. So it's got Netflix integrated in there and Amazon Video On Demand integrated in there. Looks like a cracking little device. I'm a bit concerned about how many of these boxes we actually have around the house. The person who's going to win is going to be the one who integrates all of these together and has a beautiful UI that, you know, hangs them all together. Right, that's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.